Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, my name is Kitty. You're listening to a Stay Healthy podcast here on Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be chatting about the appreciation of reflection. It occurred to me that reflection is something that can be quite profound. As I thought about time and its passing, the ups and the downs, the uncertainties, the new ways that we do everything nowadays, I suddenly appreciated the power and influence of reflection. Rather a light bulb moment it was too. Reflection of parts of your life, whatever you choose to look back on, are potential opportunities to move forward with your life and decide what actually does or does not serve you to keep on with as future options. Have you ever thought about what reflection means to you? It could be things you're proud of, things you could have done in a better way, perhaps, or indeed anything you feel is important to look back at. A wise lady once told me, always look forward. That's why the windscreen in your car is bigger than the rear screen of your car. It's rather strange how life is, isn't it? When you reflect on anything, it's so easy to look at the things you could have done better. What about celebrating the things you're most proud of? Done well, achieved, excelled in, or maybe plain surprised yourself? In my humble opinion, reflection also helps you to have a relook at why you do things the way you do, and maybe get similar results every time. Maybe it's time for a change. How about looking at the opportunities to improve your life and the life of others close to you? With all that's going on in the world recently, and who knows what to come in the future, perhaps we can help each other to look forward with an element of positivity, a relish for life, and then share these things in our day-to-day life with someone. Sharing those things that we necessarily might not think again about after we've done them. On chatting to a dear friend, we both decided to share on a daily basis, in an evening, what have been the best features of our personal life that day. This is to positively reflect on our achievements, however small or large they were. So in effect, the ones most important to us as individuals. I'm pleased to say, it's helped me and my friend to think more positively in a reflective way on our day. In a way, we both feel that doing that has improved our health and well-being, especially from the mental health perspective. What other ways could you consider using when reflecting on your daily life? How about journaling? Now, that's something I've personally been doing that for a while now, and I've found it to be a very productive effort. Journaling wasn't an easy thing for me to achieve, as I didn't really know what to write down or not. But as I practiced journaling, it became routine and much more easier, I reckon. Another way is free writing. Free writing is essentially a medium to express your words, your feelings and your emotions in free flow. So giving your mind the freedom to travel around wherever it likes, all you need is a pen, some paper and a little quiet time. Then you write for around 10 minutes or so without stopping. It could also be argued, of course, that painting, photography, or really any form of art or craft could be considered as forms of reflection or expression. Maybe you could encounter your inner child along the way. Enjoy the simple things in life in a new way. You could start today. Whatever your reason for reflection, whatever you find when you're there, make good use of it to give yourself your best life and move forward every day with gusto and celebration of your life. That's it for now. Listen out for the next Stay Healthy podcast. My name is Kitty. Take care of yourselves and stay healthy.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.